My illegitimate son Wazzo. I'm not going to read your whole thing. I'm going to save this for September. He didn't really notice me sitting there, having been lost in the crowd, almost like a scene from Casablanca, hidden in the piano music and the smoke-filled room, although it was a smoke-free room and no piano. It was only my imagination spinning like a roulette wheel, but there was no gambling. It was illegal, and I knew at any given moment the feds would crash through the door with axes in their hand. But anyway, it goes on about you. Would you? And about how his mom, who I had made love to, her name was Puggy. She bit off her own nose. No, anyway. Anyway, we're going to conclude here with, I always liked Charles Bukowski to a point. A Bukowski in heaven. A crazy dream. I met Charles Bukowski in heaven. He was sitting at a table with Jane reading a poetry book. I didn't recognize the book, but it was a hardback with a blue cover. I asked him, "What are you reading?" He said, "My own work. Can't stand anyone else's work." So I've been told. He had a small stack of his other books. I recognize those books. Love is a Dog from Hell, Post Office Factotum. "Can I have one of those books?" He said, "Take them all." I asked, "Can you sign them?" He signed the stack of books and handed them to me. "Thanks." He kept the one blue book, and I wanted to know about that blue book, but didn't ask. Not much of a poem here, except how he didn't like other poets. I thought he probably was right about other poets. And we made small talk about nothing of great importance, except writing is just putting the word down and the feeling of good, or almost feeling good about writing. We knew without words, and I realized the most would not believe the dream. But the dream was from my own understanding. I told him, "You were right. Sometimes you just have to piss in the sink." He said, "Two more fight, kids, and you take home the bacon." I walked away carrying the books that he gave me and had a feeling about myself. I asked myself, "Dog, what do you know of truth? What do you know of wisdom?" Keats might have been right. Truth is beauty, and beauty is truth, and that's all you need to know. I woke up from the dream and know that I had to write poem for a little while, and then I would go back to sleep. Ladies and gentlemen, thank all of you.